Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm Wayne Tucker. Today, I've got a special Christmassy episode for you. I'm calling it a Newfoundland Vinyl Choral Christmas. And through the next hour, I'm going to spin a variety of obscure seasonal material that I picked from my private vinyl collection. And you're going to hear Rare Oldies But Goodies by the Choir of the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist, Our Lady of Mercy Glee Club, the Holy Redeemer Church Choir Spaniards Bay, and the Conception Bay Singers. But first up, here are Gander's New Generation Singers with a Christmas melody.
And ransom captive Israel.
a great way to start our special vinyl choral Christmas program today. That's from an album that was called Souvenirs. It was released on the Key label. That's the label that was based in Stephenville. And the group was called the New Generation Singers, simply a medley of Christmas carols. Now, what is interesting about that recording is that it was recorded live at the Arts and Culture Centre in Gander back in 1978. That was, a year or so after the Cloud Sound Studio became established in Stephenville. And it says on the record that it was recorded by the Cloud Sound Productions mobile unit. And apparently that's the only recording that that mobile unit ever did, that got released at least. I know they also recorded the Wonderful Grand Band at a live performance in a club in Stephenville, but that was never released. So all very interesting. I'm certainly glad they did it. That was a great number. And if there's time, we'll hear more from the New Generation Singers later on. That choir, by the way, was divided into three sub-choirs, the juniors, the intermediates, and the seniors. And the Christmas medley that you just heard featured the intermediates and the senior girls. Okay, Newfound Records is going to take a short break now, but stay with us for Christmas at the Newfoundland Cathedral.
It was a powerful thing for our family to witness. A blind woman stumbles into an eye hospital in Kenya and a few days later walks out to see her world.
Our family supports Operation Eyesight, a charitable organization that restores sight and helps prevent blindness in South Asia and Africa.
Our donation of $1 a day is enough to restore the sight of a blind person every month.
Visit OperationEyesight.ca. Are we making a difference? Just ask Chiku.
Because of me, she can see.
Broadcasting from the campus of Memorial University in St. John's, this is Mun Radio 93.5 CHMR-FM.
I'm Wayne Tucker and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Welcome to listeners everywhere, whether you're tuned in to CHMR here in St. John's, that's where the program originates, or maybe you're listening on CJBI over on Belle Island, VOBB in Bombay, or the East Coast Kitchen Party.net. Welcome to each and every one of you, wherever you may be. We now return to a Newfoundland vinyl choral Christmas. In November of 1986, the choir of the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist presented a Christmas service at the Newfoundland Cathedral. Reverend E.C. Rusted read a series of lessons. The choir, with D.F. Cook as choirmaster and organist, sang several carols. The service was recorded on digital equipment, and that was advanced technology for that era. Remember, I said it was back in 1986. The result, I think, is a gorgeous recording, and you're about to hear part two of that service, beginning with the traditional Italian carol, Hail, Blessed Virgin Mary.
Come, we'll come, woe, our wind shall never vary. Hail, blessed. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother, Mary, was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Thanks be to God. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Thanks be to God. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Thanks be to God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Thanks be to God.
Oh,
Almighty God, who hast given us thy only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin, grant that we, being regenerate and made thy children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by thy Holy Spirit, through the same our Lord Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the same Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be with you and remain with you this Christmastide and always. Amen.
You've been listening to Christmas at the Newfoundland Cathedral, a service of lessons and carols. Lessons were read by Reverend E.C. Rusted. The carols were sung by the choir of the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist. The choir master and organist was D.F. Cook. The service was recorded on digital equipment at the Newfoundland Cathedral in November of 1986. This is Newfound Records on CHMR. Time for a brief intermission now, and when we come back, you're going to hear a few tracks from Newfoundland's first Christmas album that was released more than 50 years ago.
Listen to your heart. Check out the Friday Morning Markout every Friday morning at 8 a.m. on CHMR 93.5 FM.
I know there's something in the width of your smile. I get emotion from the look in your eyes.
Is this the sound of a car being driven by an impaired driver? You don't know. The police don't know. Until this happens. At MAD Canada, we work to stop road crashes caused by impaired driving. And when tragedy strikes, we work to comfort and assist the victims. Support MAD Canada's work, because the pain never stops.
Change for the better.
MAD Canada, helping the victim, stopping the crime.
This is CHMR 93.5 on the FM dial in St. John's, Newfoundland.
I'm Wayne Tucker, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, where each week we spin the music of Newfoundland Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB in Bombay, CJBI in Bell Island, and the East Coast Kitchen Party.net. Be sure to check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. You can listen to the most recent programs there whenever you want to. And there's lots of other goodies too. And Newfound Records is found on Twitter and we're on Facebook. And I'd love to get email too. Send yours to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now continue with a Newfoundland vinyl choral Christmas. Now, up until a short while ago, I had thought that Newfoundland's first Christmas album was Dick and Bonnie Lou Nolan's album. It was called Atlantic Christmas, and I figured that that was released around 1967. And I still think, you know, that that's probably the first commercial recording released on a large scale of Christmas music by Newfoundland recording artists. But I've recently discovered a very rare, very obscure LP of traditional Christmas carols sung by a choir from a St. John's school. And that album was recorded 51 years ago in 1963, and that's 4 years earlier than Dick and Bonnie Lou's album. But I suspect that that album of choral music had very limited distribution, probably sold only at performances of the choir with distribution in the St. John's area, I suspect. I've seldom seen it around. I think I've seen one other copy other than the one that I have. But it's a fine album. I think it is anyway. It's by Our Lady of Mercy Glee Club. The title is Christmas 1963. And according to the album's liner notes, the Glee Club was composed of 110 girls ranging in age from 6 to 13 years. The notes go on to say that this record is offered in the hope that these traditional Christmas carols sung by the fresh, young voices of little children will bring to each listener a share of their innocent faith and love at Christmas. Directed by Sister M. Catherine and accompanied on piano by Sister M. Celine, from 1963, Our Lady of Mercy Glee Club with Adeste Fidelis and Jingle Bells.
Day, day, day.
Fascinating arrangement there by the Our Lady of Mercy Glee Club from way, way back in 1963. And what I think is the first Christmas album by Newfoundland recording artist. The album was called Christmas 1963, appropriately. And as I said, the choir was the Our Lady of Mercy Glee Club. Now, if you know any different, if you know of an earlier Newfoundland Christmas album than that one from 1963, well, please let me know. I'll give you my email address in a little while. This is Newfound Records and CHMR. O Tannenbaum, O Christmas Tree, is a German Christmas song. Based on a traditional folk song, it became associated with the Christmas tree by the earliest 20th century and sung as a Christmas carol. You'll now hear it sung beautifully by the Holy Redeemer Church Choir of Spaniards Bay. The organist and choirmaster is Mr. Peter Hansen. And I'm taking this from the LP Music from Holy Redeemer Church, released, I think around 1977. Redeemer Church Choir of Spaniards Bay. Now, the American songwriting team, Sid Tepper and Roy Bennett, published over 300 songs, and these included several hits, including The Naughty Lady of Shady Lane, Cupid Doll by Perry Como, Papa Down a String for Elvis. They also penned this delightful bit of Christmas foolishness, and I really like this, quite funny actually, and as well sung by the New Generation Singers. The song is Nothing for Christmas.
I broke my bed and Johnny said, somebody snitched on me. I hid a frog in sister's bed, somebody snitched on me. I spilled some ink on mommy's rug, I made Tony eat a bug. Got some gum with a penny slug, somebody snitched on us. Oh, we're getting nothing for Christmas. Santa is terribly mad. We're getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause we ain't been nothing but bad. I put a tack on teacher's chair, somebody snitched on me. I tied a knot in Susie's hair, somebody snitched on me. I did a dance on mommy's pants, climbed a tree and tore my pants. Filled a sugar bowl with ants, somebody snitched on us. Oh, we're getting nothing for Christmas. Santa is terribly mad. We're getting nothing for Christmas, 'cause we ain't been nothing but bad. We won't be seeing Santa Claus. Somebody snitched on us.
Okay, that's the junior choir there of the New Generation Singers. Love it. Well, time has come to close out the program, and we're going to close Newfoundland Vinyl Choral Christmas with the most famous movement of Handel's Messiah, the Hallelujah Chorus. And you're going to hear it sung by the Conception Bay Singers from the album Conception Bay Sings. I don't know exactly when that was released. Before hearing that, I want to thank you for joining me today. The Newfoundland Records Radio Hour was recorded at the CHMR studios of Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. Research produced and hosted by me, Wayne Tucker. Send email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I wish one and all a safe and peaceful holiday season. And until next time, as always, be kind to Mother Earth and her children. See you next year. Bye-bye.